Justin Creed. no way to touch me. Don't even try. I could've stopped the brakes and engines all on fire. I can't go slower, I can't go back. Got big ol' aspirations, get what I deserve. When I let myself believe the high, they lie inside. I could overdose on my first try.
Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
On days you spend on heartbreak, you cry and thinking the light from the window. Happened to this sand cry. faces you know well, and they seem to soften, and suddenly you're right on your feet, but you're still looking for a promise. And when will this punch in my throat disappear? I pray to God to find peace every moment, and I wonder what
yeah. Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Freeform Radio. WMFO, Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
This is Yam Session, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have some long Yam Session veterans with us tonight, if they would like to introduce their DJ names. They're thinking. We'll get back to you. But one of them has a request.